The Wise Centre for the Performing Arts on the grounds of Bucknell University in Lewisburg is a 1,200-seat performance hall that is both architecturally striking and acoustically exceptional. With an annual series of more than 30 professional performances spanning a dozen genres, and world performances, and family-friendly performances, there is something for everyone during the season at the Wise Centre for the Performing Arts. Catherine Maguet, Executive Director of the Wise Centre, came into the WVYA studio in Williamsport recently to tell us about performances that we can expect to enjoy in the next couple of months at the Wise Centre for the Performing Arts. I mentioned to Catherine first that the Wise Centre is always such a busy place.
It is a very busy place, but there's always someone new and interesting coming through to share their artistic, their musical and creative gifts with us. So it's really a joy each week to welcome these fantastic artists to our campus and our community.
It really is an experience of the arts worldwide. Just in the past couple of months, I have been to a couple of performances at the Wise Centre. How extraordinary, but yet how different each performance was.
Yes, and that's very intentional. One of the goals of the programming of the Wise Centre is to bring the finest in artists from all over the world to our small community. And it's sort of bringing the world to Lewisburg. So we love bringing a variety of artists. We love the fact that people are able to experience their work, and it may be the only opportunity that they're able to see these world-renowned artists.
And I do have to say, as a mere audience member, what a wonderful atmosphere the Wise Centre has. It's welcoming as you walk in. I don't think there's an uncomfortable seat in the house. It's a very comfortable place to sit. The acoustics are fantastic. So you're in for an all-round wonderful experience when you're there.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that. And I think we've got a really top-notch student crew, too. I think that the best students at Bucknell work at the Wise Centre. So
all-round great experience. But we don't go for the comfy seats and the great acoustics and the charming, charming young men and women who help us to our seats. What we are really coming to see are some fantastic shows. And I know you have some wonderful performances coming up for us.
Yes, we've got quite an interesting mix of performers who will be here in the spring semester. Circa, an Australian contemporary circ company. They were at the Wise Centre a couple of years ago, extremely popular. For those of your listeners who want to know a little more about contemporary circ, it's a physical theater art form that is just sort of coming into its own in the U.S. It's widely regarded in Europe, but it's just coming into its own in the U.S. And so we're thrilled to present this company from Australia. It's so physically demanding and challenging, and I think that you'll be amazed at what these artists can do with their bodies, and it'll be a really thrilling evening. On Tuesday, March 20th, we have a fascinating group from Argentina called Che Malambo. And that is I classify this as a world music and dance ensemble. It's very percussive. It's very masculine and a very exciting performance. So there's dance, there's drumming. It's a lot of precision footwork, and I think unlike anything we've ever done at the Wise Centre. So that's recommended for all ages, and I hope people will take a chance and come out and see the great artist from Che Malambo. That performance is on Tuesday, March 20th at 7:30 p.m. Now for something entirely different, we'll be welcoming the National Symphony Orchestra of Cuba. This performance will feature the gold medalist from the Von Kleiburn piano competition. That's kind of a thrilling addition to this program. Again, that's Thursday, March 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, March 24th in the evening, 7:30 p.m., we have an interesting company coming. They're called Airplay. It's part circus, it's part spectacle, it's part humor, but it'll be a delightful evening of merriment and wonder. That's appropriate for ages 8 and older, 1 hour in length, and again, a great opportunity to see something not often seen in this area. So I know that this particular performance has toured widely in Europe, and we're just pleased to be part of a U.S. tour.
What do you have coming up after that?
Well, last year we presented a concert at the Campus Theater called Masters of Hawaiian Music, and I was thrilled at the audience response for that, and recognize that there are a lot of people who have been to Hawaii for a variety of reasons, honeymoons, their time in military service, or just vacations. So this season, we've decided to expand that a little bit and invite a hula company to the Y Center Concert Hall. This performance will be on Thursday, April 5th at 7:30 p.m., and it's going to be traditional Hawaiian hula music with musicians and dancers. And I just saw the company actually at the Joyce Theater in New York a few weeks ago. And this is the real thing. It's authentic. And it's another rare opportunity to experience this art form that's not often seen in our area. A great young jazz saxophone player, band leader, Melissa Aldano, will be in our Weiss Center atrium lobby on Wednesday, April 11th at 7:30 p.m. This is a free performance. We love doing concerts, specifically jazz and folk and some world music. Seems to work out well in the atrium lobby. And in the evening, when we've got the chandelier and the lights, it's actually quite a sophisticated concert venue. So I hope people will come and check out this new talent. Her name is Melissa Aldano, and she's getting lots of rave reviews. She's Chilean, and I think she's terrific.
The other thing that you've been doing a lot recently in the last year or so is you've been offering us many, many more completely free concerts, which is wonderful.
That's right. And we do that because we've been able to secure some funding from some foundations and some private individuals. But it's a great way to for us to be able to introduce new artists and new art forms to our community. And I personally like the drop-in feel of the performances in the atrium lobby. They just feel great to me. I think one of our main performances this spring has got to be the Silk Road Ensemble. I know people know this ensemble. They've toured around the world. I mean, these are the best and the brightest and the most brilliant world musicians across countries and across disciplines. And it's a magical ensemble. So that's going to be on Saturday, April 14th. I would highly recommend, if you're only going to see one performance, and I don't know why you would only want to see one performance at the Weiss Center this spring, this is the one I would recommend, because you've got the Egyptian rick, you've got koto, you've got Galician pipes, fiddle, a tabla. It's, you know, all of these brilliant musicians and all of these fascinating instruments from all over the world blended together with one voice. And it's just a magical, magical ensemble. And then we're going to close out the Weiss Center spring season with a very interesting young musician. His name is Xavier Foley. And he came to my attention. He's one of the young concert artists whose talent is being developed. And we are the first concert after his Carnegie Hall debut, which will happen this spring. We've engaged a composer named Daniel Tenkin. He is the husband of Ching Jiang, who is our wonderful pianist at Bucknell, and he's also a composer. And so he's going to be creating a new work for Xavier Foley. But this young musician has been described by Edgar Myers as someone whose talent is just scratched the surface. He can do anything, and his musical vocabulary is enormous. So I think this is a musician to watch. He's going to have a robust and lengthy musical career. That concert will be free on Sunday, April 22nd at 2 p.m. Again, it's another Weiss Center Atrium Lobby concert. I promise the weather will be beautiful on Sunday, April 22nd. So just come on over and enjoy the music of Xavier Foley.
How can people find out about the WISE Center and how do they get tickets?
Well, we have a Facebook page, the WISE Center for the Performing Arts. We have a website, which is www.bucknell.edu/WISE Center. So those are the first places I would start to find out more information. We have these beautiful brochures that are distributed and restocked throughout the campus and the community. So there's information there. You can also call our ticket office, which is 570-577-1000, to get more information on how to purchase tickets for WISE Center events.
Catherine Maguet, Executive Director of the WISE Center for the Performing Arts, speaking about the next few performances we can enjoy at the WISE Center. Tickets for any performance can be purchased online at bucknell.edu box office or by calling 570-577-1000. Tickets are also available in person from several locations, including the WISE Center lobby, which is open on weekdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the CAP Center box office located on the ground floor of the Elaine Langone Center at Bucknell on weekdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And for more information about the WISE Center for the Performing Arts and any of the performances, you can go online to bucknell.edu/WISE Center or search for the WISE Center on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. Thank you very much to Catherine Maguet, Executive Director of the WISE Center for the Performing Arts in Lewisburg.
And our thanks to you, Fiona Powell, for such a fine interview.